we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
In ice hockey, every move matters. Perfect deflections and redirects. Quick releases, optimal shot angles. One misstep can cost you more than just the goal. That's when athletes turn to UW Health. From a dislocation in a body check to muscle pulls from a quick pivot, our sports medicine doctors deliver game-changing care with precision and perfection for every injury. No matter the complexity, UW Health is your go-to team to get you back on the ice in no time. UW Health. Remarkable.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
A happy and victorious night here at Fiserv Forum for the Badger faithful who turned out and witnessed another solid start-to-finish performance by this Badger team that ends in a 3-0 victory and a tournament title here at the Quick Trip Holiday Face-Off. Badgers winning it by that final count of 3-0, in part to an energizing performance of the game brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. Ian, who do we have, or what do we have, for our energizing performance of the game?
Which of the one, two, or three goals that Simon Tassi scored would qualify for energizing performance of the game? I guess I would say that the first goal, which kind of broke the ice, would be the energizing performance of the game. And I am going to ask Coach Murdoch when he gets here, is it better to be lucky or good, like Simon Tassi was on his third goal?
Yeah.
When things are going your way, just ride it. And Simon Tassi did.
Yeah, they each had different emotion. One was like you said, all right, we're on the board and we're rolling in the right direction. Second one, all right, good, we've got a little hoo. We got a little cushion here.
Well, especially
and the third
because
one, what in the world was that?
Exactly. Let me throw it up from center ice. It'll probably score. No, the second one, I think, was a game saver in the sense that that power play goal had just been waved off that Cruz Lucius had scored. And when you get in that situation, sometimes the wind just comes right out of your sails, and the team reacted very well by coming back. They did change the unit that went out on the power play, and then right at the end of the, just after the power play, Tassi does get that bullet shot to go. And end all be all is that if you can rebound to get back to that high level of competition after what could have been a very mentally and physically draining washed out goal, those are the things that show me good quality character in the Badger hockey team this year.
Simon Tassi with the hat trick brings his now team leading goal total to 9 on the season and leads the Badgers to the 3-0 victory here. Before we go to break, looks like we've got Coach joining us right now, so we'll just jump right in here. Let me get his microphone turned up there. Assistant Coach Kevin Murdoch joining us. First of all, Coach, as you get settled there, congratulations on the victory. First time through this holiday face-off tournament. What was the experience like, and what does it mean for the team to win this championship here?
Yeah, it was obviously a good couple of days for us. They did a great job putting the tournament on. We're fortunate enough to win a couple of games against some good opponents. So I think it's really good for our guys coming out of Christmas break, starting the second half of the year in heaven. Two pretty good games. Shook off a little rust in the first, but
yeah,
kind of figured it out towards the end of the weekend.
I have two questions for you. Do you know the difference between lucky and good?
Yeah.
Would you describe Simon Tassi's third goal as lucky or good?
Both, maybe.
Okay, there. And the second and the most important question is, how many boxes of Glazer donuts are in that locker room right now?
I didn't actually see any.
I told you. I'm not
it's
sure.
It's a downer. It's
yeah,
a downer.
He's been focused on the Quick Trip Holiday Donuts.
Maybe we can get
here.
Some coupons for him or something.
Exactly. The first year they handed them out on the ice, and that's been in our brains the whole night, how many donuts were going to be there. In talking to Coach Hastings before the game, he talked about something that he wanted to see better tonight than the first night, was managing the puck better. How did you feel the team did that, especially as the game wore on tonight?
I think as we got a little bit further in the game, we did a little bit better job of it. I thought early on, I thought actually to start we did a good job, and then we kind of fell off there in the middle, but picked it up as the game wore on again. And fortunately, I mean, that kind of allowed us to keep them at zero on the night, is not giving them then, or not turning too many pucks over and giving them too many transitions up the ice there.
It's getting tough because he's doing it so often to find new ways to ask questions about, tell me how great Kyle McClellan has been for this team and what he means for this team. So I'm just going to say, tell me how great he's been here for this team and the confidence that it must just continue to build for the guys in front of him. You go two games here, 60 minutes and another 60 minutes, doesn't give him a single goal, and he looked calm, even if there were a couple of very close calls, obviously.
Yeah, no, Kyle's been great all season, especially this weekend, obviously putting up back-to-back shutouts. But, yeah, I mean, he keeps us in games early when we're maybe not ready to go and we give up a chance or two early. And he's been in there to shut the door late in those games where we need him to kind of help us hold on for the last couple minutes of the game. So, you know, he's been really consistent, which I think is the biggest thing. Just guys know what to expect out of him, and I think that just kind of calms everybody down, doesn't make guys too worried with the puck.
Sure.
You know, just kind of is a calming influence back there for all of them.
And just to go back to Simon Tassi for a second, we joke about the last goal there, but scoring three goals tonight, not just the goal scoring, what he has meant to this team and what he's brought to the table here, because he's been noticeable from day one in watching the games when this team and the energy that he has brought to the table. What is it that has impressed you most about Simon Tassi as a player?
I mean, he works really hard on a daily basis. That's the biggest thing. And obviously it's nice to see him get rewarded with games like this. And he's had other games throughout the year where he scored some really big goals for us. And I think that's just because of his approach and his work ethic and showing up ready to play pretty much every single night. Gets under the team, under the other team's skin a little bit
really?
Here and there.
I want to call him Simon Sandpaper.
That's good.
that's a good one. But, yeah, I mean, he's hard to play against, and he generates scoring chances for himself. He puts himself in good spots to score goals. I would say most of his goals so far this year have just been putting himself in good spots to get passes to one-time pucks or – not too many like that third one.
No, nobody scores many like that.
Yeah, but what we're doing is we're not giving him credit for poke-checking that puck at center ice and taking it away from the last line of defense and then going in and making what I would consider to be a not-so-glamorous play. But as my old coach used to say, when it goes in, it's still a goal. It doesn't matter how it goes in.
They all count.
A month from now, it was a rifled wrist shot, top shelf, no doubt about it. Last question for you. You touched us a little bit at the top. You had an 18-day break. This is a chance to not only get some of the rust off, but get back in the flow, continue the winning streak. You've now won seven in a row. You win some tournament hardware here and put on a show for the fans here in Milwaukee. What does this do? What do you hope it does for this team in getting them ready now for when you return to conference play against Notre Dame and the second half of the season getting started?
Yeah, I think it's just nice to, I mean, obviously the break was nice for us going in there. And it's nice to come out and have a little success early on to kind of fuel that as we prepare this next week for Notre Dame and kind of getting back into conference play. So it's good. I mean, our guys are trying to, or learning to prepare kind of with the target on their back. So it's good. It puts a little added pressure on them and a little bit higher expectations on them than maybe in the past. So it's good. It just forces them to work a little bit harder, forces everybody to be a little bit more accountable and show up to play on the weekends.
Well, congratulations on the tournament victory here in the great first half of the season. Best of luck in the second half, and thanks for hustling all the way up the stairs and getting all the way up here, and good luck with your quest now to find Ian some Glazers down there when you go back and you can find those donuts.
I'm just hoping I can find the locker.
Thanks, Coach. We appreciate it. Happy New Year.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
That's Badgers assistant coach Kevin Murdoch. The Badgers winning by the score of 3-0. Our post-game show continues here from Pfizer Farm in 2 minutes. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Coach.
Happy holidays from WFHR. It's that time of the year when you share Christmas cheer with people that you know. No matter where you go, you can always see a glow in the people you meet as you walk down the street. The magic really shows. Happy holidays from WFHR. With this song that we sing, we hope to bring happiness to your heart. And for the new year, we wish for you the best. Merry Christmas to you from WFHR.
It's Fully Leaded Education Talk. Hard facts with a humorous twist. Check out Busted Pencils, Tuesdays at 7 on locally grown radio, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR, and on the Civic Media app. Be a part of the resistance. Check out The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson, Monday nights at 7 on locally grown radio, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR. And on the Civic Media app.
Life came with a warning app.
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Continuing Ian's streak of reversing the order of the number one and two star with his player of the game versus what they do here in-house. They're three stars of the game. They gave number one to Simon Tassi for his hat trick, number two for Kyle McClellan and his shutout, number three for Matthew D. St. Paul. You could flip one or two any way you want to put it. It was the two stars.
Well, that's what I had it written down, but yeah. I didn't want to go against their whim.
That's for sure. Let's get you the stats here from this 3-0 victory in the championship game for the Badgers. The Huskies of Northeastern had 28 shots on goal. Kyle McClellan turned them all aside for 28 saves. The Badgers throwing the puck on net 38 times, 35 saves on the night for the netminder Cameron Whitehead, and the Badgers obviously scoring three times. The power plays, Northeastern 0-for-2 in the evening. The Badgers 0-for-5. Northeastern taking 5 penalties for 18 minutes, including the 10-minute misconduct at the end for abuse of an official. And the Badgers 2 penalties for 4 minutes. Faceoffs, it felt like it was more lopsided than the stats have it. The stats have it Northeastern with a 28-23 advantage, but they won a lot of crucial ones in that third period.
In the third period, right in front of us down here on the left-hand dot. I don't know who the two center icemen were. I can't remember off the top of my head who the two center icemen were, but they ate up Owen Lindmark, and they ate up who was the other person who came out to take the defensive draw. Can't remember, but it was very lopsided in the offensive zone in favor of Northeastern.
Yeah, Celia took one as well, but as you mentioned, it was Jack Williams and Justin Ritzkovina who won the faceoffs for Northeastern there down the stretch. 13 blocks apiece for each team. The Badgers getting the 3-0 victories. When we return, we'll have the scores for you from around the college hockey world and have our highlights as well with our calls of the game, and then get you set for the new year and the second half of the season as the Badgers will return to Big Ten play and take on Notre Dame next. But they do so heading back to Madison with a trophy for the second time in 3 years as champions of the Quick Trip Holiday Face-Off. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
It takes incredible skill to master ice hockey. Gaining optimal speed, having a quick release, changing the angle of your shot. Every move is calculated, creating new ways to leave your opponents in the cold. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, we use the same ingenuity to write the playbook on defeating complex cancers. Our innovations change the way the world fights cancer, awarding us the number one cancer hospital in Wisconsin and the best team to defeat even the most complex cancers. UW Health. Remarkable.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Calling all Badger hockey fans, the Wisconsin Badgers and Kohler's Restaurants are announcing the return of the Kid of the Game promotion. Visit any participating Wisconsin Kohler's restaurant and register your child for a chance to be the Kohler's Kid of the Game at a UW men's hockey game. At each Wisconsin home game, one lucky winner will receive four game tickets, a Kohler's gift pack, and get to ride the Zamboni between periods. Kohler's, proud sponsor of Wisconsin Athletics. Valid for kids age 8 to 14, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited.
All quiet at Five Serve Forum in Milwaukee now, but not so much for 60 minutes of action tonight in this championship game in which the Badgers merge with a 3-0 win over the Northeastern Huskies. Let's get you caught up on the scores from around the college hockey world, including the other game earlier this evening here at Five Serve in the third place. Minnesota Duluth, a 4-1 victor over Air Force to take third place here. While the Badgers take the championship. Elsewhere at the Great Lakes Invitational in Grand Rapids, Michigan, Michigan Tech and Michigan State played in the championship game. They were tied at 3 after overtime. They went to the shootout, and the Tech Huskies win 1-0 in the shootout to win the Great Lakes Invitational. In the third place game there, Alaska and Ferris State, and it is Alaska, a 3-2 victor there. Michigan State, a good team, so that's a good victory, even in a shootout for Michigan Tech. And hopefully, unless the Badgers, better yet, run off with everything and clinch it, that last weekend at the Kohl Center when the Badgers welcome in Michigan State, with those teams separated right now just by 1 point at the top of the conference, could be quite something.
Going to be a barn burner. There's no question about it. Just like the old days, Amo Bassoni versus Bob Johnson, and it was a war every time.
Badgers have Michigan State and Minnesota coming to the Kohl Center in the second half of the season, as well as Notre Dame. So good chance for fans to get those tickets and get out to the Kohl Center, the sixth-ranked team in the country, winning a pair of games here with a chance to move up in the rankings. They are having a season. They don't want to wait to get out and support this team, that is for sure. In non-conference play, it was RPI, 6-3 winner over Canisius. Boston University over Yale, 6-1. BU improving to 12-4-1 in the season. Of course, Yale, the team the Badgers beat for the championship here in the Quick Trip Holiday faceoff 2 years ago. Merrimack 5-1 over Brown. Niagara 4-1 better than Miami. St. Thomas falls at Vermont by the count of 5-1. And Army doubles up New Hampshire by the score of 6-3. The St. Cloud State Huskies knock off Bemidji State on the road 6-1 in NCHC WCHA teams. The Adirondack Winter Invitational played at Brooks Arena in Lake Placid, New York. It was Cornell and UMass skating to a 2-2 overtime tie. UMass now 11-4-2 on the season, while Arizona State, having a good season, beats Clarkson 5-2. The Sun Devils now 14-3-4. Layard Bank Classic at Thompson Arena in Hanover, New Hampshire. It was Maine 5-2 over RIT, and Lake Superior State getting shut out by Dartmouth by the score of 4-0. At the World Junior Championships, Team USA wins 4-3 in the seventh round of the shootout against Czechia, and it was Isaac Howard of Hudson, Wisconsin, who plays for those Michigan State Spartans, getting a goal early and then scoring the game-winning goal in the shootout to give Team USA the victory. They're 1 point behind for the top spot in their pool, but they will play that team, Slovakia, on Sunday, the winner, the top spot in Pool B, before they head to the single elimination. How's the Canadian team doing, Ian?
I'm not following it.
What?
I'm more enthralled with Badger hockey than am with World Juniors.
Usually you are locked into that World Junior Championships. I'm told it's rather large in Canada. When we return to Five Surf Forum, speaking of large, we'll have our calls of the game and get you ready for the second half of the season. Badgers win it 3-0 over Northeastern. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
Hey, Dad. Your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad. Your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's topical.
Oh, no! Oh! Oh, we've been whammed!
We apologize to our wonderful, wonderful
listeners. To all our listeners. This is the first time I've heard this song this year, so, yeah.
Okay, almost made it to the 19th. I don't know, do we decide if that counts or not?
I
think it does.
It's random. According to Seth's rules, it counts.
Weekdays from 8 to 10, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Dane County Executive Joe Parisi. Joe, let me ask you. You've made a little news. You have declared what in regard to the Twitter, now known as the X, and the Dane County Municipal accounts. Joe, have you banned Twitter?
Well, we're no longer going to be using Twitter, I think is probably the...
Is that the same as banning Twitter, sir?
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Hey, it's Matt LePay. You're listening to Wisconsin Badgers Men's Hockey on WFHR, locally grown radio, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM, a civic media station. Download our free civic media app in the Google Play or App Store. Listen to Wisconsin Athletics all season long on your local civic media radio station.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio. Keep up on the day's news talk and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM. From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
Celebrating 75 years.
We got something going here in Madison.
On the ice.
Shoots and scores again.
Against the boards.
He hangs on. Badgers kill off the major.
Between the pipes.
Redirect another fantastic stop.
This is Badger Hockey.
Shoots one, scores. Wow.
It's everything.
For the win, he shoots and scores.
Badger Hockey lives here.
Keep it going.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Looking for a reliable, fast, and unlimited internet provider? Look no further than BugTussle. Whether you're streaming, gaming, working, or learning, BugTussle has you covered. BugTussle has continued to serve the rural communities of Wisconsin for over 20 years by providing the most reliable, high-speed internet and excellent local customer service. Call 877-227-0924 or visit btussle.com to get started. BugTussle. We're out there because you're out there.
Locally grown radio, WFHR programming, is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a...
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
On the way home, any chance of that?
Ultimate disappointment shall be, I shall fuel my fire with probably, I would say, Waukesha Quick Trip.
All right. Well, congratulations to the Badgers on their tournament title, and thanks to all of you for joining us. As always, we want to thank you. And tonight, the Badgers beat Northeastern by the final score of 3-0. For Ian Perrin, producer Jason Jennings, and our entire Learfield team back in our Jefferson City, Missouri Learfield studios, we hope you'll be back with us Friday, January 5th, when the Badgers return to Big Ten play as they travel to South Bend to take on Notre Dame. 5:30 pregame, 6 o'clock puck drop. Happy holidays to all of you. A very happy and safe new year. Good night from Five Surf Forum. You've been listening to Wisconsin Badger Hockey, presented by Learfield.
Badger Hockey has been brought to you by Alliant Energy, powering beyond, and by SeatGeek, official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
After deregulating, we have nine people owning 90% of the media now here in the United States, and that's something we're fighting with, and fighting back for. You know, we're here with Gary Farmer, and we got a little more Gary Farmer and the Troublemakers here. You're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
CBS News Brief. The New Year's Eve celebration in Times Square will be under very watchful eyes, according to New York City Mayor Eric Adams.
We will be out here with our canines, our horsebacks, our drones, our helicopters, our boats. The full complement of our public safety apparatus will be on display.
In Ventura County, California, this man knows what it's like to be where you usually don't expect to be hit by a wall of water. Storms are churning up ocean water, causing flooding and damaging structures.
I was at the mercy of the power of the waves. We turned around and we didn't get more than a half a step, and all that water was coming over this wall.
Ukraine says in a Russian aerial barrage, more than two dozen people have been killed across the country. Kyiv Mayor Vitaly Klitschko.
It's critical important. It's life important for us to have a support from our partners. Without new system, especially anti-missile system and new weapons, it will be very difficult to fight the Russians.
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
4 Civic Media News, I'm Nate Buggyhout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's economy is ending the year in good shape. The state's unemployment rate is 3.3%. The Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development says a record 3 million people were working in Wisconsin at the end of November. The Journal Sentinel reports that the biggest problem with Wisconsin's economy is not enough workers to fill job openings. The flu, RSV, and COVID-19 are running high in Wisconsin. Dr. Tom Haupt is Wisconsin's chief epidemiologist.
There's no indication that there's any kind of plateau going on, that we are leveling out. Everything is still on a pretty steep increase over the past few weeks.
Two children under the age of five died from RSV in Wisconsin last week. I'm Nate Wuggyhout, Civic Media News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Increasing clouds tonight to a low in the low 20s. Mostly cloudy tomorrow, high mid-30s. Some snow showers tomorrow night into Sunday morning, then more clouds and low 30s for Sunday. Sunshine is back for New Year's Day Monday, a high in the mid-30s. Currently it's 26.
Celebrating 75 years.
We got something going here in Madison.
On the ice.
Shoots and scores again.
Against the boards.
He hangs on. Badgers kill off the major.
Between the pipes.
Redirect another fantastic stop.
This is Badger Hockey.
Shoots one, scores. Wow.
It's everything.
For the win, he shoots and scores.
Badger Hockey lives here.
Keep it going.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Looking for a reliable, fast, and unlimited internet provider? Look no further than Bug Tussle. Whether you're streaming, gaming, working, or learning, Bug Tussle has you covered. Bug Tussle has continued to serve the rural communities of Wisconsin for over 20 years by providing the most reliable, high-speed internet and excellent local customer service. Call 877-227-0924 or visit btussle.com to get started. Bug Tussle. We're out there because you're out there.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit insurekidsnow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Meet Ingrid, fiery spirit, caring grandma, proud trucker.
I've logged more than 4 million miles in my truck. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. I was driving outside of Ohio when a gentleman stopped suddenly in front of me. But it takes my 80,000-pound truck 200 yards to stop. I'd given myself extra room, but it's not a chance worth taking.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Our site works too.
Right on. Hey, so we got a question here from Haley, our producer, and Jen Zier. Go ahead, Haley.
Yeah, well, hey, Gary, I just want to say big peanagigi. Thank you for joining us tonight on Native Roots Radio. I want to introduce myself again. My name's Haley Chashapewangawinik. I'm a descendant of Ho-Chunk Nation and the Winnebago Tribe in Nebraska. My name means Little Eagle Princess, and I'm Eagle Clan. There was a big movie that just came out recently, and I know you had worked with Robert De Niro in the past in The Score. I was wondering if you got a chance to see Killers of the Flower Moon yet. I know Lily Gladstone starred in that, and was just curious to see just your opinion on her performance in the movie, as well as Robert De Niro's in that one as well.
Unfortunately, I haven't seen the movie. I'm not much for extremely popular cinema. I must look at about 400-500 independent features, because I've been working hard with the Santa Fe International Film Festival for all these years since inception. And so spend a lot of time finding the best of the best out there and promoting that. And so often I don't get to, I did manage to see just a few minutes of Oppenheimer the other day, but I'm sure eventually I'll take a look. But Lily's a longtime friend and collaborator. In fact, we just promoting a film called Quantum Cowboy. It just got some distribution, probably primarily because Lily's stardom in Killers of the Flower Moon. So Robert, on the other hand, has been a lot of fun to work with in the past for me. He has a great sense of humor. He's got a lot of humility. And, you know, it's nice to hear him make that speech last night at the, I didn't see the whole speech, but I'm glad that he's calling out what's been reality for us since my tenure in the business. You know, that we've had to face a lot of racism. You know, early in my career, there were no Native writers. There were no Native directors. And I had, as the actor, the sole responsibility to try and keep them, you know, somewhat understanding of who we were representing in the film. So it's wonderful, so much more comfort as an actor now to go to set and knowing that all your relatives and all the creatives that come from the 600 communities in the U.S., you know, there's some things that are very common. And so it's been much easier. And it's just lovely to see Lily's rise to stardom. And all those young people from Res Dogs, now we get to watch their career for the next 50 years, you know, and what they can do with it and what stories they find of interest to tell as performers. So, yeah, it's a special time for sure.
It's interesting, too. We'll get back to what Robert De Niro said in a second, but it's interesting, too. I used to be a high school student before I started my other job, and Bobby Wilson was a student of mine, so you always have your handful with creative people, and Bobby's one of the most creative people I've met as a student in my 30 years of teaching.
Good, good. Yes, he's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's total fun. Haley, do you have Robert De Niro's quote at all? Because I know there was some controversy about that. If people are out there listening, not knowing what we're talking about, somebody took out part of his speech, and then he ad-libbed his speech about basically how Native Americans are still fighting the John Wayne syndrome. And to my understanding, wasn't that correct, Haley?
Yeah, yep. So it was actually Monday, and this was at the Gotham Awards. Robert De Niro noticed that there was alleged editing and reads that were missing on his portion of the speech on the teleprompter. So what he actually did was took out his phone and read the remainder of a speech that they took out. And he said he was going to do it anyways. And it included, you know, just statements noting that the industry isn't immune to racism. And, you know, he specifically called out former actor John Wayne's statements about indigenous tribes and their selfish attitudes about keeping their lands as an example, just kind of these attitudes. And Robert De Niro has stated, I'm going to say these things, but to Apple, who produced Killers of the Flower Moon, but to Apple and thank them and all of that, Gotham's blah, 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 De Niro said, but I don't feel like thanking them at all after what they just did. How dare they do that, actually? So I very much thank you for bringing up that point, Gary, because we were looking into that story as well.
Well, there's a uncomfortable. I feel like, I don't know if anyone's ever watched Saturday Night Live when one of the actors was interviewing Paul McCartney, and that's the way I feel right now. It's so intimidated, Gary. Thank you so much for being on. It's just I would really like you to take the show over here and talk about what you'd like to talk about. And I think you are such an interesting person, not only your past, but what you're doing right now. I think the music, I saw you up in Duluth jamming with a whole bunch of artists a couple of years ago. I've seen you be master of ceremonies at the Minnesota Native Chamber of Commerce. All those things, and you're still working, and you're still doing it, and you're still active, and you still have an opinion. So, I'd love to hear what you're thinking about right now.
Well, I tried to get on the new Native Theater website. It seems to be down, which is a theater company that exists in Minneapolis. Yeah. And I worked with them over a couple of workshop sessions during the COVID period. It was a play that was to play for them over the last couple Christmases. It's called The Christmas in Onchoppy, and it's playing now at the New Native Theater, or shortly through the holiday season. It was written by a fellow named Montana Cypress, who's a Miccosukee from, Central Florida. They're kind of the Everglades people, and he's a really interesting writer. He's kind of hung out in Los Angeles, trying to make a go of it in Hollywood as a filmmaker, as a writer, and as an actor. And I'm ironically sitting here on my way to Los Angeles to do his micro low budget short film shooting in Los Angeles next week, called An Ode to Leviticus, which is probably about a 15-minute film with Tantu Cardinal, who was also in Killers of the Flower Moon. So just a little irony, a little plug for the play happening in Minneapolis this over the holiday season, and my effort to help this young filmmaker realize a good film. So, the other interesting thing is this series with Chaskay Spencer. He's a Assiniboine, from Montana there, and he's been a longtime actor based out of New York City. I worked with him and Emily Blunt in this series called The English. We shot it in Spain with a Spanish crew, and it was a BBC production. But if you get a chance to watch this 6-part series, I think it's a great kind of historical overview of the settling of America from more of a Native perspective than you usually get. And I did mention Quantum Cowboys. It's in now in theaters and streaming. Just search it again, featuring Lily Gladstone and Kyra Gordon and this fun artist that's been in my band from time to time, Hal Gell, who also co-wrote that film. So, you know, I've been pushing around a short film called Vertebrae by a dear friend named Travis Schilling. He's an Ojibwe painter, playwright, and director. He's born in Rama, Ontario, and son of a famous artist named Arthur Schilling. And Travis has been exhibiting art since the age of 21 in Canada, in Europe, in the U.S. And his work always is profound. And if there's any young film festivals out there that would like us to submit this, you know, Vertebrae to you, we'd be happy to. And so it's an exciting time for me. You know, it's nice to win the Best Americana Album at the 223 New Mexico Music Awards, sing that song, reached number 5 on the top Indigenous music countdown in Canada. So it's been a great year for me, and I'm just really grateful for you guys having me on the show.
Well, we'll probably let you go because we really appreciate your time. And one thing I wanted to just tell you, truth be told, my daughter, Mahinu, my first daughter, is in that play in New Native Theater. She's an actor, and she's playing, if you know the play, she's playing the white girlfriend. So she's.
Yes.
So, Gary, I just want to say thank you so, so much for being on. I really, really appreciate you spending time with us, and I know our audiences just love this. I hope to get you on again when things slow down for you a little bit again, but thank you so much, and let's listen to this music the rest of the way on this second-to-last segment. Thank you so much, Gary Farmer.
Or drive a car right off a mountain cliff. That's how tough she is. Oh my God, my friend, you better watch it.
Unveil the captivating world of Native photography at the Minneapolis Institute of Art. Their new exhibit, In Our Hands, Native Photography 1890 to Now, turns the camera around and puts Native photographers in control, featuring hundreds of photographs captured by generations of First Nations, Métis, Inuit, and Native Americans. You'll view the world through their lens, revealing the beauty and complexity of Indigenous heritage. Don't miss this incredible experience. Visit In Our Hands at the Minneapolis Institute of Art now through January 14th. For more info, visit artsmia.org.
Signing up for $1 bus and train rides with the Transit Assistance Program, or TAP, is quick and easy. Do it straight from your computer or phone by uploading one of the pre-approved documents listed at metrotransit.org/TAP, along with a copy of your ID. We'll mail you a go-to card with a full year of discounted rides. For questions or translation help, call 612-373-3333. 612-373-3333.
J&S Bean Factory is a Native-owned, community-supported, cozy, artsy coffee shop which offers roasted on-site beans, live music, and baked goods. Relax in the beautiful outside patio. City Pages writes, voted top 10 coffee shops. Tucked into a quiet corner of St. Paul's Highland Park neighborhood, this coffee shop roasts beans on-site from the best coffee-growing countries in the world. Located at 1518 Randolph Avenue, St. Paul. The good stuff.
The AM 950 2024 calendar is here, and we have a brand new thank you you're going to love. A meet and greet with me, Matt McNeil, and other hosts from AM 950. Become a sustaining member of AM 950 with a recurring monthly payment of $50 or more, or make a one-time membership donation of $250 or more, and not only will you receive the AM 950 calendar and the AM 950 tote bag as a thank you, but you'll also be invited to an exclusive thank you, the meet and greet. For more details or to sign up to become a member, go to am950radio.com. That's am950radio.com.
The sheep at night, she's the toughest girl.
She will with all.
train. It takes you far away from here, just where you want to be. She's the toughest girl I ever knew.
Notorious indeed, cause
she's the toughest girl.
Hey, welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and I'm your host.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
It was intense for me, Haley, and I just we were chatting amongst ourselves via text with the mothership and great job at the mothership bringing in the music and out. It was perfect, and felt like I was walking on glass. But, hey, totally prepared for this, and Gary was awesome, and I thought it was a good time to let him go because he really had a lot of great things to say and things to chew on.
Yeah, he definitely did. That was such a fun time, and really we appreciate all that Gary has done and the representation that he's created in the community for us in film and in music and all of the art. So big pina gigi to Gary.
Yeah, definitely. Hey, we don't want to put a damper on this, but we do want to kind of bring this up, Haley, is some local news that's just breaking right now. I think if you don't mind, if you could pull up and talk about that a little bit, and then we'll get back into the positive show we had in the music.
Yeah, well, I just was getting an email through. I don't know if this was recently. I know this was today. I'm not sure which encampment this was, but I'm sure it was one of the ones in Minneapolis here. Yeah. There was a shooting inside the camp. The police officers, I'm not sure this email, they are looking for a missing person. But for now, to keep doors enclosed and keeping everyone safe. So if you are in an area downtown in the Twin Cities, specifically Minneapolis, and you have relatives in an encampment, just maybe check in on those people and make sure that they're doing okay.
Yeah, definitely. I always be aware of what your surroundings and things like that. So I appreciate that update, and maybe some more will come in, and maybe one of our listeners will send us a text or something. You know, one of the things, I just love the speech that Gary did in Smoke Signals when he was talking about him and Victor playing basketball with the priest, the justice priest. So, and it's cool, you know, and you have to really walk softly. It'd be like, you know, he's still doing things. He's still active. And you don't want to start talking about stuff that he did 40 years ago or 25 years ago. But it's still hard not to, because I was such a big fan still after all these years of the movie Smoke Signals.
Right. Well, yeah, the specific scene I think you're talking about, too, that one was called, now I just lost it. Anyway, so it's the 25th year of Smoke Signals, actually, because it was released in 1998. That scene specifically, you got to have faith. Mm-hmm. And that was Gary's moving monologue during that basketball scene outside. And that was where he was talking about Victor and Arnold, the character that he played. Arnold and his son Victor played, I believe it was 2-on-2 with the priest at the school.
Right.
And, my favorite quote. That's such a great scene. And just every time I think about it, I got to watch it again and then cry all over again. But the scene, or the quote that he says, he goes, "My boy, he was tough, man. He flew right over those Jesuit like he was some indigenous angel or something. My boy, Victor, he was the man that day. He took that shot and he won the game. It was the Indians versus the Christians that day. And for at least one day, the Indians won."
Yeah.
And then he throws the basketball, and it's all emotional, and he's out there at night on the court by himself. And
right.
Yeah.
Well, he's telling the story to the woman actor. I can't think of her name. Susie Smoke is the character's name. But she's been in a lot of stuff over the years and still. There's a show coming out called Hey Victor, and that Gary was in, and I didn't ask him about that. But it's about the person who played the young Victor doing a documentary and a sequel to Smoke Signals called Hey Victor. And the whole, it's a spoof, and it's a documentary on the making of the next the sequel to Smoke Signals. And if you look up the information, it's got everybody in there, and it's really funny. And because I don't know, every time I watch that movie, I think of I wonder where those kids are. Do they keep acting? And you'll find out now, the ones that played the young Victor and Thomas in Smoke Signals.
Oh, they're going to have the original cast, everyone?
Yeah. It's a mockumentary, I think. And they've already shot it. It's just, I don't think it's coming out until 2024.
Oh, that's too long.
That's funny. It's not that long. It's a month away.
Isn't that scary? A month away from 2024?
Yeah, I don't know. They're going by for me fast. I tell you, you know, I'm 62, so I got like 15 more winters left and 14 more summers. So I gotta like really pay attention to what's happening here and give everything away. So I have a lot of things I got to start giving away.
Give it to me. Give it to your Chujong.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I'll start with a couple T-shirts and then we'll go from there, Haley.
Oh, okay. I see it. I see how that works.
Well, those are my prized possessions.
That's true. You are very protective of your T-shirts.
And my potato chips, but that's a whole different show and different story that we won't get into. But, yeah. So I think what we need to do is reach out to Bobby Wilson and a couple other people now that the strike's over. I didn't mention that to Gary. I could have mentioned that, but... It's, you know, now we can reach out to our actor friends in the Native community and have them come in and promote what they're doing and talk about what they're doing and what they're up to. So it's an exciting time again, and we wanted to be really conscious of that and not walk over any boundaries. Because we know when we talk to, it's cool that he brought up New Native Theater too, but when we talked to the founder of New Native Theater, she couldn't really talk about Dark Winds, which she wrote the first segment of the season, or the first episode, I should say. Hey, Haley, great work. Great work, AM 950 producer Brett. And we pulled it off. We did a great show with Gary, and nobody got mad at us, so that's always a good thing.
Absolutely.
Hey, if you're listening to the show, you're part of the resistance. From Chief Plenty Coops, the ground on which you stand on, it's sacred ground, it's the blood of our ancestors. We need to resist, divest, join a group, run for office. We're still here. We are the seventh generation.
And free Leonard Peltier. Now.
And maybe we can play some Gary now, and I'll pod this down.
Is the talk you can't ignore, even if you tried.
Why is everyone ignoring me?
Find out why all of La Crosse is talking about Eagle 1490. The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Is it Saturday night yet? Hey folks, Jimmy K here. Join me, Rocker, and Terry Barr for Max Inc. Saturday Night. It's your weekly look at the Wisconsin music scene with a lot of fun, debut music, interviews with the artist, and live in the lair.
Locally grown radio, WFHR programming, is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.